This is St. Louis Public Radio. The retail grocery industry in the St. Louis region and throughout the country is more competitive than ever. Local chains that have been around for decades are adapting to modern customer expectations as they face increasing pressure from online options, big-name national stores, and discount outlets. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt tells us about one section of St. Louis County where stores are stepping up their efforts to build customer loyalty.
These are good times for grocery shoppers. Big box retailers, including Walmart and Target, are pushing into the sector and helping bring down prices. While trendier outlets like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are sparking more selection, especially for organic and natural foods, traditional grocery chains are caught in the middle. And in the St. Louis region, that means stores like Dierbergs and Schnucks are trying to fit into the changing landscape. A Saturday night with some wine, good food, friends, and dancing. It's usually a scene at a neighborhood watering hole or a fancy club, but this is a Saturday evening at Schnucks in De Pere. More than 50 people have packed a section of the store to listen to the live music, enjoy an adult beverage, grab a bite, and just maybe go home with some groceries. It's part of what industry observers describe as added value, or, as associate marketing professor at Washington University Joseph Goodman calls it, creating a more enjoyable shopping experience through a concept known as third place.
Starbucks really started this third place, meaning home, your work, and Starbucks. They want to create a community place where you can kind of come and hang out and people know your name and the barista knows you. Well, we're also kind of seeing that in grocery stores where come here, hang out a little bit, maybe have a glass of wine or a beer, learn a little bit about cooking, and establish that relationship with the store. And that takes people away from being price sensitive.
National observers like SupermarketGuru.com's Phil Lempert say the strategy is part of a traditional grocer's arsenal for what have been dubbed the grocery wars.
You can't win based on price. Somebody can always build a store that's cheaper, that's newer, that's prettier. It's about that relationship that they have with the shopper, creating a wow shopping experience.
That national battle for the food dollar is playing out on a roughly 2-mile stretch of Manchester Road through Kirkwood and De Pere. A top flight Dierbergs is close to the Schnucks, while no frills chain Aldi is in the area, and newcomer Fresh Time is planning a new location. Another Dierbergs and Schnucks are just outside that 2-mile limit, along with a Shop and Save. Lempert has been following the industry for years and says it is common for such a concentration of stores in a relatively small area.
It centers people's shopping trips. So I might go to Dierbergs for something. I might go to Schnucks for great prepared foods. I might even shop at Dierbergs and then go to Schnucks for dinner.
Research from food retail consulting firm Willard Bishop suggests market share for traditional grocery stores will decrease roughly 3% by 2018, while increases are expected for other outlets, including non-traditional stores, convenience stores, and even dollar stores. So the pressure is on to keep customers and maybe attract new ones while paying attention to the bottom line. Again, Wash U's Joseph Goodman.
Schnucks and Dierbergs are playing with that, and it's still a work in progress. And they're trying to figure out, all of the grocery stores are kind of trying to figure out what's the best way to do this and where can we keep customers satisfied, but also we got to make a profit too.
I'm gathering sound for a radio piece. I'm going to get the sound of you posted in the cart. So I'm going to walk with you for a second, okay?
Schnucks let us in to record some sound as we put the story together, but turned down a request for an interview. Dierbergs did not formally respond to a similar request. Both are playing out strategies to move forward in the increasingly competitive grocery sector, trying to figure out the formula to remain relevant to modern shoppers. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.